Chapter 1. El Fuego.
How's that feel?
A lean black man in his 60s wraps another layer of tape around my right hand. I make a fist and slam it into the open palm of my left. The thwack it makes lets me know that the taping job is first rate.
Feels good, I answer, sliding off the training table and standing upright.
I begin throwing punches at an imaginary opponent. Shadowboxing, as it's called, is the best way to warm up before a fight. I throw several hard jabs into the air. My nerves calm every time my arm extends.
Stand still, the man says firmly.
I stop in my tracks. He begins to put a thin coat of Vaseline on my face. I hate the slippery feel of the Vaseline. Still, I know how important it is. I try not to move while he rubs it in. In a few minutes, I'll be glad it's there. When my opponent hits my face, his glove will slide.
This goo is going to help you from ending up with a face like mine, the old man laughs.
I force a smile. I wonder if my face will ever look like his.
Thanks, I say softly.
He nods his head in a knowing way. He then winks at me and says,
Don't worry, kid. You ain't gonna end up as ugly as me.
I smile again, for real this time. Throughout this process, a serious-faced official watches over us. I throw a few more punches into the air, finishing with an uppercut. I think about my parents, my coach, and my brother. Suddenly, my heart is racing. I realize in this moment how desperately I want to win tonight. Not just for me, but for all of them.
Once finished, the old man puts down his roll of tape and jar of grease. He picks up a pair of gloves and shoves them onto my hands.
He laces them up tight, and he slaps them hard with his hands. The room is now quiet. I begin hopping around again, throwing more punches into the air. My hands are adjusting to the gloves. After a few minutes, I can't even feel the gloves. They have become a part of my hands. I am now completely focused, ready to fight.
Stay still, the old man repeats. We're not finished.
I stop moving again as he helps me into my headgear. The padded helmet amateur boxers wear for protection fits snugly on my head. He steps out of the way so the official can approve his work. As the old man turns to leave, he shouts over his shoulder,
Buena suerte!
Good luck to you. I nod. I watch as the former boxer-turned-trainer makes his way toward the exit. The room is once again completely quiet. That's exactly the way I like it before a bout. But the old man still has to open the door to get out. When he does, all the noise from the crowded arena pours in on me. It's loud out there. Although the cheering gets my adrenaline pumping, I look forward to the silence returning. The door clicks closed, and I am alone with the official. He opens a folding chair and sits in the far corner of the locker room. I start to throw a few more punches into the air, practicing a powerful combination. I know that this fight will take all of my strength. It will also take every ounce of my self-control. For a boxer to be successful, he needs to control his emotions. He needs to stick to his game plan. Fighting on emotion does not work in the ring. I learned this lesson as a kid, the hard way. My breathing is a little heavier now. I've done a decent job warming up. I can hear my heart beating and nothing else. I'm 18 years old and getting ready to fight in the Olympic box-offs. I'm here at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado, home of the U.S. team. Just being here is a dream come true. But I'm not going to stop now. I want to make the team, represent my country, and bring home gold. In a few minutes, I am going to be fighting the most important fight of my life. It will determine my fate as an Olympic boxer. If I win, I go to the Summer Games in San Jose, Costa Rica. If I lose, I go home. I'm in the best shape of my life. At 5'7" tall, I now weigh a solid 140 pounds. I'm ready to become America's representative in the light welterweight division. My opponent is the nephew of a former world champion. His uncle held the professional junior middleweight title for several years. Most of the newspapers are predicting his victory over me. I don't care.
I know what I have to do to win, and I plan to do it.